Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys today. We get closer and closer to the weekend. Just an awesome week of football. Not only college, the NFL slate as well. We're going to dive into both the college game and the NFL as well, talking plenty of those. We're also going to have Lucy Burge join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. We're going to talk NFL teams to make or miss the playoffs. We're a third away through the season. Some interesting numbers on certain teams. We will dive into that, and then we'll wrap it up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have for us, let us know. Write it into the chat. It can be in baseball. It can be in NHL, NFL, college football, of course, NBA season 6 days away. Anything that is on your guys' minds, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL and YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's go to the Glasser guest line to kick off the show. Joining us is Patrick Garbin. Give him a follow on X at Patrick Garbin, recruiting writer for UGASports.com of Rivals and Yahoo Sports. And Patrick, this is one of those games, my friend, we have had circled all year. Georgia visiting Texas on Saturday night in Austin. What are your initial thoughts heading into this game with the dogs and the horns on Saturday night?
Well, it's, you know, it's a top five matchup for the teams and for Georgia. Georgia hasn't played out there only one time, and that was way back in 1958. So, you know, from a historical standpoint, it's a big event. A lot of Georgia fans are going to be there. Like I said, a big matchup. And Georgia's trying to get back to where they were, at the top of the mountain. They're going to have to beat the number one team, Texas. So it's a huge, huge matchup.
It certainly is, and it's a spot that Georgia is not used to being in, Patrick. First time since the season opener when they played Clemson back on September 4th, 2021, when they've been an underdog in a game. The line in the summer was Texas -1.5. Now it's Texas -3.5. Have players, coaches, has there been talk about Georgia in the underdog role this week heading into this matchup and what that might look like for them?
We've all talked about it, you know, in the media. I mean, like you said, the first time in 50 games, which is incredible to think about, that you can go that long without being an underdog. But actually, Kirby was asked that yesterday. I mean, if there's that notion of being an underdog, and just to aside, Kirby, although not that much, has always excelled in an underdog role. I think it's like he's 7-4 against the spread. But he said point blank, no, you know, Texas is Texas. They're our next opponent. And I truly think that's how he thinks. He doesn't think about underdogs or whatnot, or at least he's not going to tell us that. But still, it's got to be circumstances that he knows full well that his team hasn't been under in a while. So He may tell you that, but he knows he's an underdog coming into Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure he certainly does. And the big story just surrounding this game, Patrick, as well, is kind of the lack of skill position weapons that Georgia has. We knew that would be a struggle for this team coming into the season, and it's kind of come to fruition a little bit. What have you seen throughout the season in the first five or six games for Georgia? Has there been any guys that have emerged? Are there any guys that you think need to have a big day on Saturday for Georgia to win the game?
Well, it's been tough sledding. You know, they entered the season losing four of their top five receivers from last year. They lose Ra-Ra Thomas, who so now it's five of six. And then they've recently lost Colby Young, who's their leading receiver against Auburn, to an arrest. So they're just depleted, and they just don't have the playmakers. They don't have the horses that they've had in the past. And you know, where it's Arian Smith, Dominic Lovett, somebody's going to have to step up, because Georgia definitely is going to need some playmakers to win this game Saturday.
Definitely, and they're probably going to have to lean on that defense, which Kirby tends to like to do in these big matchups, is play lower scoring games. Before the Alabama game, Patrick, they hadn't given up a touchdown all year. We thought it was going to be same old Georgia on that side of the ball. Then Bama lights them up. We saw Mississippi State put up some points last week. What's the level of concern for Georgia's defense heading into this matchup against Texas's offense that's been very good this season?
It just hasn't demonstrated what your typical Kirby Smart defense has been, to be quite honest. I mean, it has demonstrated that it can tackle poorly at times. The coverage isn't that great, especially from the cornerbacks. And these last three games against Bama, Auburn, and Mississippi State, it wasn't just Alabama, but these teams have been able to move the ball. And at times it will, it seems. And that's just something. Georgia allowing a lot of points, a lot of yards. They haven't seen that since 2020. And I don't know. It's something new, and it's something of concern. This is just not characteristic of what it's been.
It's a massive game, too, for Georgia, Patrick, in the sense that if they lose this game, they're obviously going to have two losses in the middle of October. They still got Tennessee on the schedule in Athens. They still have a road trip to Oxford as well. Hypothetically, if Georgia does lose on Saturday, I mean, do you think that they have to win out for them to make the playoff? Do you think they can afford to maybe lose one of those games to Ole Miss or Tennessee? Like, what are people talking about if they lose this game to Texas? Are they thinking that it's going to be do or die the rest of the season?
Quite possibly. I mean, I think they couldn't afford to lose another one. Now, they very well could. And then, you know, they might still get in 9-3 and they're in the playoff. But to be safe, a second loss could be detrimental. And I think that helps Georgia. Like I said, I mean, they've excelled in a underdog role under Kirby Smart. And, they know their backs are against the wall in more ways than one with this game. So I think it helps them, if anything.
If you're looking at the futures market with Georgia, Patrick, and maybe people out there wanted to buy them to win the SEC or buy them to win the national championship because you're getting a great price before this Texas game, would you do that? Like, do you see upside? Do you see potential with this team? Or would you want to see this result against Texas? And even if they win and you get a lower price, you at least want to see that they can beat a team of this caliber?
I'll be honest, and this is someone that a game or two ago, I would have said, hey, still take Georgia. Georgia's Georgia. They're going to figure it out. These complete games are going to come. However, now I sit here and I'm more like, I'll almost see it or believe it when I see it. So for me, I'd like to see this game first, but a victory would go a long, long way. And if Georgia does beat Texas, I think, you know, all of a sudden we're talking about whether they're going to make the playoff or not. If they win, you got to start talking national title possibilities all of a sudden.
Yeah, I mean, you can see Yeah, the odds on your screen, Patrick. Texas, the heavy favorites to win the SEC, plus 100. Georgia, Bama, right behind them at plus 500. I'll leave you with this. We've talked about the game. What do you think happens on Saturday? Who do you like between Texas and Georgia?
I'll tell you, this is tough. I've gone back and forth. I could see Georgia go out there taking care of business, playing a complete game, and actually winning comfortably. However, like I said, I've now changed the stance where I will more so believe it when I see it. Like I said, this team hasn't been the typical Kirby Smart team, and I just haven't seen it. But still, they'll play. I like the over more than anything. I think the total's 56 points. I could see a shootout in the 30s, but I think in the end, at home, and Sark is an excellent coach against the spread at home, by the way, including Washington, Southern Cal. I think he's at like 63% at home against the spread compared to 45% on the road. All these factors, and the fact I haven't seen the evidence I need to see from Georgia, I think Texas by about a touchdown.
All right, very good, man. Can't wait to watch it all play out on Saturday night. He's Patrick Garbin. Give him a follow on X at Patrick Garbin, recruiting writer for UGASports.com of Rivals and Yahoo Sports, joining us here on Sendin' In. Patrick, always great catching up with you. Enjoy the game on Saturday, and we will talk again soon.
Appreciate it, PJ. Thanks for having me on, man.
Yep, you got it. All right, great. Can't wait for that one. Texas and Georgia, going to be a lot of fun. Let's continue talking college football here on Send It In. A little gridiron glass as we get into the favorite that I like the best this week, the underdog, the over, under, and the outright underdog that I would take on the money line as well. Let's start with the over that I like the best. And Ball State is one of three teams in college football this year that has hit the over in every single game. I don't see that changing on Saturday against Vanderbilt. I talked about this game earlier in the week. I kind of like Ball State to cover the spread as well against Vandy. I just think this is a tough spot for Vanderbilt. Vandy's one of those teams, I love backing them as underdogs. They've been incredible as big underdogs this year. But as big favorites, I don't know if that's a team I want to take. We've already seen Vandy as a favorite this year when they ran on the road to play Georgia State. They lost that game outright. Now here they are nearly laying four touchdowns. I don't know if I want to take all those points with Vandy. So I think Ball State's going to be able to score in this game. Ball State scored 34 points or more in four of their six games this season. The problem is they've given up 35 points or more in all six games of the season. So I think Vandy's going to be able to score. I think Ball State's going to be able to score as well. So we'll go over 58.5 in Vanderbilt and Ball State. Under that I like the best this week is going to be Missouri and Auburn under 50.5. One of the fishiest lines of the week. You got a ranked Missouri team at home against an unranked Auburn team. Missouri's only 4.5-point favorites in Columbia. Auburn's coming off a bye. Missouri kind of, the last couple weeks, especially against A&M 2 weeks ago, got some things exposed, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, too, they gave up 40 to Texas A&M. Auburn's season could be a lot different this year if it weren't for all the turnovers. Killed them in the Cal game, killed them in the Oklahoma game. They played Georgia tough for the most part for 2.5 quarters. So I think Auburn is closer to Missouri than people realize if they can just take care of the football. And they are due for one of these games to take care of the football. I think they're going to keep it competitive with Missouri. Even if they take care of the ball, their offense has struggled this season, but their defense has been very good. I think this is a lower scoring game, like a 20-17, 21-20 kind of game. We'll go under 50.5 between Auburn and Missouri. Favorite that I like the best this week is going to be Rutgers, -5.5 against UCLA. Rutgers last week against Wisconsin got absolutely killed. They were only 1.5-point favorites at home. They were down 28-0 at one point in that game against the Badgers. A lot of people like Rutgers. So now they get blown out at home. But UCLA, it's another one of these Big Ten travel spots where you got a team from the West Coast that has to travel all the way across the country. Keep in mind, UCLA, they had to play at Penn State, go back home to play Minnesota, and now back out on the road to play Rutgers. And UCLA is coming off of a tough loss against Minnesota where they gave up the lead in the final minute of that game. So not only is it just a brutal back-and-forth travel spot for UCLA, they're also coming off a really bad loss. And Rutgers is coming off a humiliating loss. big coaching advantage in this game with Graciano. I think this line should be closer to 6, 6.5. I'll take the 4.5 with Rutgers against UCLA. Underdog that I like the best this week. We're going to stick in the Big Ten. Another one of these travel spots. Give me Maryland +7.5 against USC. I like getting the hook here with the Terps. USC suffered their third loss of the season to Penn State in just brutal fashion. They were up 14 points in the first half. Game goes to overtime. They lose it to Penn State. Now they got to get on a plane, travel across the country, play one of the worst teams in the Big Ten. Maryland coming off their bye, just lost by 20 points to Northwestern. Terps fans want their head coach, Mike Loxley, gone. This is the kind of game where if Loxley wants any chance at saving his job, he's got to beat a marquee school. He's got to beat a team like USC. So we'll see if his players have his back. I think they do. I don't think Maryland's quit on the season yet. I think you're going to get an inspired effort from the Terps off of a bad loss to Northwestern. While again, USC might be reeling a little bit from that tough loss to Penn State that they suffered. Have to travel across the country. Just brutal. We'll take Maryland +7.5 against USC. And then the outright underdog that I love this week is Arkansas, +120 against LSU. You're getting a key number 3 with Arkansas, so take that to be safe. I don't think you're going to need it, though. I think the Hogs win this game outright. Arkansas could be undefeated this year. Their two losses were to Oklahoma State and also to Texas A&M, two games that they very easily could have won. Last time we saw the Hogs, they upset Tennessee at home. Now it's another night game in Fayetteville. They get LSU. And what a brutal scheduling spot for LSU as well. You're coming off an overtime win where the crowd storms the field against Ole Miss. You got A&M and Bama coming up as your next two games. Like, if there was ever a sleepy spot, if there was ever a game where LSU might not look their sharpest, it would be this one against Arkansas. Talen Green's been playing great football for the Hogs, their quarterback. Give me Arkansas outright at +120. We got a question here in the chat. NDFan122221. Hey, PG, do you think 3 of the 4 NFC North teams will make the playoffs? Do you think Caleb or Sam Darnold can lead their team to the playoffs? It's a great question and good timing because we're getting ready to talk about NFL teams to make or miss the playoffs here on Send It In. So I certainly think Minnesota and Detroit are going to be playoff teams. I think Green Bay is going to be a playoff team as well. So I would look at those three. Right now, the Vikings are heavy minus money to make the playoffs. Lions, same thing. Packers are minus 175. Bears have the toughest remaining schedule left in the NFL. You got to give them credit. They've won the games that they're supposed to win, but their schedule's been very soft going up against the banged up Rams team, the Jags, and then last week against the week before against the Panthers as well. So the schedule's been soft for Chicago. It's going to pick up here over the next couple months. I think we get 3 teams. I think we get the Packers, the Lions, and the Vikings. Another team I like to make the playoffs is the Cincinnati Bengals at +115. Folks, I know the Bengals got off to a slow start. I know they were 0-3. I know they were 1-4. But they're +115 to make the playoffs. And over their next 3 games, they have a very good shot at going 3-0. They're going to be favored in all their next 3 games. They're 6.5-point favorites on Sunday to the Browns. Then they play Philadelphia at home, and then they get Vegas at home as well before playing Baltimore on Thursday night. So could get very interesting for Cincinnati. This is a team that notoriously starts slow. Burrow, I believe, is 1-9 in his career in the first 2 weeks of the season. He usually always starts 0-2. But if there's a team that knows how to dig themselves out of a hole, it is Cincinnati. Their defense is starting to get healthier. They played by far their best game of the season against the Giants on Sunday night. I like the price for the Bengals to make the playoffs at +115. I like for the Chargers to miss the playoffs at +145. Now, LA looks much better, much more well-coached this year under Jim Harbaugh than they were under Brandon Staley, which is absolutely no surprise at all. Thing with the Chargers, though, in their first 5 games of the season, they have beaten Carolina, Las Vegas, and Denver. And in their 2 losses, they have fallen to the Chiefs and the Steelers. So the Chargers are one of those classic teams. When they're favored, they win those games. When they're underdogs, they do not win those games. I think they're going to continue to struggle as an underdog this season. And I think they're going to eventually trip up and lose some games throughout the rest of the season. So they do have some tough stretches throughout their schedule. They still have to play Cincinnati, Baltimore, Atlanta, Kansas City again, and Tampa Bay. So a tough stretch upcoming for the Chargers. I like their price at plus 145 for them to miss the playoffs. Keep in mind, the Chiefs are winning that division, so the Chargers are battling for three spots. The Bengals are there, the Jets are there, the Colts are there, Steelers are there. It's going to be tough. I'll take the Chargers to miss the playoffs at plus 145. I also like the Eagles to miss the playoffs at plus 165. I just like the price on Philadelphia. I think Washington's going to win that division. I'm all in on Jaden Daniels, that offense. By far, that team just has the best vibes right now. We just talked about the NFC North and how good that division is. I think they get three teams out of that division. Well, in the NFC West, you got potentially Seattle. Dallas is still going to be battling in the NFC East. In the NFC South, you got Tampa Bay and Atlanta as well. Philly's got all the talent in the world. But man, Sirianni right now, the vibes around that team, they're like one injury away from really imploding as well. If Lane Johnson's not in there, one of the receivers aren't playing, it could get bad. I like the price on Philly to miss the playoffs at plus 165. I like the Steelers to miss the playoffs as well at plus 120. Steelers are doing what they need to do. They had to get off to a hot start because the final eight games of their schedule might be the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. All six of their divisional games are in the final eight games, and then also Kansas City and Philadelphia sandwiched in between those as well. So, as we know, the later you get into the season, the more injuries pile up. Looks like they're going with Russ on Sunday, so they got like a QB controversy going on. AFC North games, as we know, are so brutal. They're so physical. I just think the Steelers are going to wear down at the end of the season, so I'll take them to miss the playoffs at plus 120. And then finally, if you want a little bit of a flyer, I still like Seattle to make the playoffs at plus 240. Two of their three losses this season have come against the Niners and the Lions, probably two of the best teams in the NFC. Geno's been playing really good football this season. He leads the NFL in passing yards. And defensively, I still got hope in Mike McDonald. In my opinion, one of the best defensive minds in the NFL. Seattle's been really banged up on defense. They need to get healthy. Once they do, I think they could go on a little bit of a run. I like the price on Seattle to make the playoffs at plus 240. All right, let's talk about some of the NFL games we got coming up here in week 7. We looked at half the slate yesterday, looking at the other half today. Eagles -3 in the Meadowlands, taking on the Giants with a total of 43. Jalen Hurts in his last three games against the Giants has really struggled. One touchdown, three interceptions for Jalen Hurts in his last three games against the G-Men. Don't really want to touch the spread. It feels like at -3, Eagles would probably be the play. I kind of like the under, though, at 43. I think the Giants are going to have a tough time scoring. I think Philadelphia's offense is in shambles a little bit, too. We'll go under 43 in that game. Raiders out in L.A. taking on the Rams. Rams are 6.5-point favorites. The total is 43.5. Cooper Kupp is questionable to play. That's the reason that this line's been going back and forth from 6.5 to 7. I think it goes to 7 just purely off a numbers play. I would lean towards Vegas. Their offense is a complete and hot, utter mess right now. But I just think that would be too many points for a Rams team that still is dealing with some injuries. At 6.5, though, going to be a pass for me. Carolina +7.5 against Washington on Sunday. Washington, for me, I think this is going to be a game where we're going to learn a lot about the Commanders because they are not used to laying this many points and be this big of favorites. The last 4 weeks, Washington's been just kind of riding this momentum as an underdog and Jaden Daniels' hot stretch. Well, now they finally suffered a loss to Baltimore. They got Caleb Williams and the Bears upcoming next week in a big showdown between Caleb and Jaden. How do the Commanders handle their business against the Panthers when this game just screams letdown spot with them as big favorites? It could only be Panthers or Pats. For me, really interested to see how Washington handles themselves this week. Chiefs and Niners, this game for me is all about trends. The Chiefs are coming off a bye. Andy Reid is 21-3 straight up off of a bye. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are an underdog. Mahomes is 11-1-1 against the spread as a dog. Those two things, I mean, it's ridiculous. So I'm going with the Chiefs +1.5. Take them on the money line, +105 against the Niners as well. Give me the Steelers on Sunday night against the Jets. These two teams right now, the perception around them couldn't be any more different. The Jets traded for Devontae Adams. Everybody's excited about that. Jets are going all in, trying to kind of regroup and make the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Steelers, it looks like, are shifting to Russell Wilson. Absolutely nobody's happy about that. Mike Tomlin, though, 19-6-3 against the spread in his career as a home underdog. That is 76% against the spread. These are when you like back in Pittsburgh, where they're home dogs, especially on prime time at night. Give me the Steelers +1.5 against the Jets. Give me the Ravens on Monday night -3.5 against the Bucks. I can tell you guys as a Ravens fan, when Lamar Jackson goes on the road on Monday Night Football, he is insane. You might remember the Monday Night Massacre against the Rams years ago when he had the Jackson 5 passing touchdowns. You might remember the poop game against the Browns when Lamar ran into the locker room, came back, they won that game against Cleveland. He beat the Saints on the road a couple years ago. What they did to the Niners on Christmas last year. Lamar is awesome as a road team. He's awesome as a road quarterback when his team is on the road on Monday night. So I like the Ravens -3.5. Give me the Chargers -3 against the Cardinals as well. I do not like betting Arizona when they are at home. They're much better traditionally as a road team. When they're at home, I look to fade them. We just talked about the Chargers. The Chargers are beating teams that they're supposed to beat. When they are favored, they win those games. Give me LA -3 against Arizona. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on a Wednesday. And Lucy, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today, for this week. In the NFL, Bengals, Browns, over 42. The Bengals are 4-2 on the over-under and 2-1 on the over-under at home. The Browns have gone over in one of their last two games at home as well. Plus, the Browns have, or on the road, sorry, for the Bengals. The Browns have allowed 20 or more points to their opponents in the last four games. So the BetQL model loves the over here of 42 as a five-star play.
Very good. Lucy, tonight we got game three of the NLCS between the Mets and the Dodgers. Any best bets for you?
Oh, I sure have a bunch of bets. Best bets, PJ. First is a home run prop here. Pete Alonso to hit a home run. He has hit two home runs in the Philly series. He did that, three home runs in his last seven games in total up against Walker Buehler. He is batting .357 with four home runs and a single. He already has four home runs against him. This morning, first thing I saw when I looked at matchups, pitcher, batter matchups, Pete Alonso, four home runs. I was like, that's it. That's the one I'm taking today. Walker Buehler has also allowed two home runs over his last three outings and six home runs over his last six outings. So Pete Alonso to hit a home run is my Lucy long ball of the day. Then Francisco Lindor over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this in five of his last seven postseason games, four of the last five, and against Walker Buehler, he's batting .500 with a home run in two at bats. So not too shabby for Francisco Lindor. And then taking one on the other side, just Shohei Ohtani, just a simple over 1.5 total bases for him. He went over this in game one of the series and against Luis Severino. He's batting .500 with a double, a single, and a home run. And in his last outing, which was against the Phillies, Severino gave up three runs, two home runs. He's given up 14 hits over his last two outings. A little bit concerned about that, but not about Shohei Ohtani going over 1.5 bases.
All right, very good. Can't wait for that game three tonight. Lucy, in the ALCS, the Yankees are up 2-0 right now against the Guardians. I think a lot of people assume that that series is over. Do you have any hope for the Guardians in maybe coming back and making that a series?
Yeah, PJ, I wish I could spin zone this and say, of course, the Guardians are going to come back. There's a lot of fight in them. There's no way the Yankees are going to win the series. I'm not rooting for it to happen, but I do think the Yankees could even sweep this series. And if you think that this series could end in four games and they will sweep, that's +225 at BetMGM. If you're up for it, if you think so, I don't know if they'll sweep, but at this point, it looks like, I know the Guardians are going back home, but the Yankees are pretty dominant in this series. I think it's a real possibility. And teams that go up 2-0 in the ALCS have won the series 76 of 91 times. So it looks pretty dire for the Guardians at this point. I am really thinking now, PJ, it's going to be a Subway Series for the World Series, and the Yankees will win this series. The Guardians will not.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way too, Lucy. Real quick, before we let you go, week seven in the NFL, great slate. What's your favorite bet right now?
Yes, so I am aligned with you, PJ. Chiefs +1.5 against the Niners. I like this one. I almost took money line, but then I thought, wait, the Chiefs game, sometimes they play their opponents very close by 1 point. What if they lose by 1 point? Chiefs +1.5. They're coming off a bye. They're rested. Mahomes 4-0 against the 49ers. I don't think this will be a revenge for the Niners in this, a Super Bowl rematch revenge. So I think Chiefs +1.5. That is where I'm going in this game.
I love it, Lucy. And we're rocking our red as well. That's Chiefs
love that.
Red. Not 49ers red. That's Chiefs red because we're both on the Chiefs. Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. Make sure you catch Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up with Lucy and Jake 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Lucy, have a great show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, PJ. I will talk to you soon.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. A promo from our friends at BetMGM, BetMGM Sportsbook. They're offering a shot at a $50,000 jackpot. Just opt in, place a $10 straight bet on any MLB player to hit a home run. If your player's home run lands in a team's bullpen, you win a share of the prize. Bonus bets expire in 7 days. The offer runs every day, Monday through Sunday. Head to BetMGM Sportsbook now and opt in to get your chance at a $50,000 win. Frankie Lindor, Pete Alonso, I think a couple good looks today for that. All right, got about 30 seconds left. Rapid fire PJ's plays of the day. Let's go with Mookie Betts to get a base hit today. 11 for 34 in his career against Luis Severino. That's a .324 batting average. Mookie Betts is our guy in going streaking. Francisco Lindor is going to be our prop lock. Over 1.5 total bases at +120. City Field's going to be on fire tonight. They're going to be screaming, my girl. And Francisco Lindor is going to get us over 1.5 total bases. Give me the Mets as the dog of the day, -105. I think they take the 2-1 lead on the Dodgers. And my best bet, college football this weekend, give me Maryland +7.5. against USC. Trojans got to travel across the country after that brutal loss to Penn State, and it's a must win for Maryland coach Mike Loxley if he wants to save his job. I'll take the Terps plus the points. Thanks again to Patrick Garbin, Lucy Burge. Hope you guys enjoyed Send It In. Good luck to you the rest of the day, and we will see you tomorrow for the PJ Pick 5.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.